Changing of the Guard.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The head of the Federal Reserve is a powerful position in this country, so when we get a new one, it's a big deal. Today, Ben Bernanke will be sworn in to replace Alan Greenspan, who served for 18 and a half years. Bernanke's expected to stay the Greenspan course, but there's still an element of mystery. The Fed hiked short-term interest rates another quarter point yesterday. Some economists predict one more increase in March, and that'll be it for the year. Others say we could see as many as three more. In his State of the Union speech last night, President Bush was a master of the obvious. He said the U.S. should reduce its reliance on foreign oil. But he laid out a very specific goal and said it could be accomplished in the most American of ways, innovation. Ethan Lindsay explains.
The State of the Union speech isn't just about oratory. It's seen as a key barometer of how much money government agencies are going to get in the next few years. In Tuesday's address, President Bush proposed a plan for the country's energy department.
America is addicted to oil, which is often imported from unstable parts of the world. The best way to break this addiction is through technology.
The president said he wants to cut oil imports from the Middle East more than 75% by the year 2025.
By applying the talent and technology of America, this country can dramatically improve our environment, move beyond a petroleum-based economy, and make our dependence on Middle Eastern oil a thing of the past.
Still, critics noted many of the ideas aren't new. They were already part of the energy bill Bush signed into law last August. I'm Ethan Lindsay for Marketplace.
Google shareholders have had very little to complain about. In a year and a half, Google's stock zoomed from $85 to more than $400. But yesterday, investors lost $16 billion in a couple hours. Shares plunged 12% after Google's quarterly profits fell short of expectations for the first time. Rumors are flying that Google might try to buy the music download service Napster. The search engine says it's not true, but some wish Google would get into the music biz. Janet Babin reports from the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
When you buy music online, you want to be able to play it wherever, but that's not how it works. Your paid content only plays on devices that have compatible hacker protection safeguards known as Digital Rights Management, or DRM. Apple iTunes has its own DRM technology. Napster, Yahoo, and America Online use Microsoft's. David Berlind with ZDNet says Google's enormous reach gives it the power to end the DRM wars.
Google could elect to distribute content that has no DRM on it by working with the producers of content who don't want their music and their videos protected by digital rights management technology.
Free from DRM restrictions, artists could shop their music across the entire spectrum of computer users. Google could further disrupt the music business by offering content for free. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Investors don't like uncertainty, and the future of interest rates is unclear. The Dow lost 35 points to end at 10,864. The S&P 500 fell 5 to 1280. The NASDAQ was off a point to 2305. Oil's at $67.50 a barrel. This is Marketplace. When life gives you lemons, you're supposed to make lemonade. But what if life gives you cow pies? Wisconsin farmers will find out at a conference today. Brian Bull reports from Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dairy giant that it is, Wisconsin is teeming with milk, butter, and cheese. But state ag official Rod Nilsatoon says there's more to this pastoral scene.
We've got lots of cows, and cows produce lots of poop.
Organizers of the conference want people to think moolah when they see moo-doo. Manure can be made into alternative fuels, compost, building materials, and methane to help out farmers when the chips are down.
Creates a profit source, and that's important not only in a low-margin, highly cyclical business like farming, but it also provides the means to utilize manure in ways that's most environmentally good.
The conference aims to get farmers started on their poop-for-profit venture. I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Conversations from the Corner Office is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management. Because smart people strategies are smart business strategies. SHRM.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. So Ben Bernanke gets sworn in as the new Federal Reserve Chairman today. Commentator Robert Reich hopes he might listen to some words of advice. He's written Mr. Bernanke a letter.
Dear Ben, it would be presumptuous of me to tell you how to do your job, but I'm going to tell you anyway. First off, don't worry about speculative bubbles. Just because there's irrational exuberance in one sector or another, high tech or housing, for example, doesn't mean you should raise interest rates and put a brake on the economy. It's not your responsibility to protect speculators from their own foolishness. And don't pay attention to what the bond traders want, Ben. You don't have to keep them happy or worry when long-term interest rates are the same as or lower than short-term rates. Also, don't try to get inflation down to zero. That's a recipe for economic disaster. You'd have to raise rates so high, you'd bring everything to a screeching halt. One or two of your colleagues on the Open Market Committee may push for this, but ignore them. A little inflation is natural. In fact, forget trying to target any particular level of inflation as your goal. The fact is, there's no tipping point, no inflation genie that suddenly gets out of the bottle at a certain level. Keep inflation reasonably low, in the range of 2 to 3%, but don't get bent out of shape if it edges upward. And don't worry if consumers and businesses dramatically increase their buying and investing. There's no reason to raise rates if there's still a lot of productive capacity left in the economy, including lots of people still out of work. Keep interest rates low until the economy's productive capacity is almost fully utilized. And by the way, Ben, the best way of increasing that productive capacity is for the government to invest in education and basic research and development. So don't be a mindless deficit hawk. Government debt that finances the nation's human capital is good debt. It'll actually keep inflation down over the long term. Finally, Ben, I got to tell you, your responsibility isn't just to fight inflation. It's also to keep unemployment as low as possible. Get as many people to work as you can. That's good for the economy. But I'm not just talking about economics. What you do is also a matter of plain fairness. You see, when you increase interest rates to fight inflation, the first people drafted into the fight are working class and poor, because they're at the end of the job line. They're the first ones fired when you put the brakes on the economy, and the last ones hired when you let the economy speed up. So what you do will have a bigger effect on the number of people in poverty in America than any other policy coming out of Washington. So keep the working class and poor in mind, Ben. And good luck.
Robert Reich is co-founding editor of the American Prospect magazine. He's teaching now at the University of California, Berkeley for this semester. Your feedback is always encouraged. You can send us an email. The address is letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Where do good cars go to die?
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.